Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman continues with further discussion of the world's critical ecological issues. For more information, you may call 310-559-9160 or go to www.ecoprojects.org. Now, here's Nancy.
We are going to be talking about plays as they explore important social and political issues and how environmental issues are incorporated, as well as activities such as birding and how birding can be used in family relationships. With my guest, Peter Richards. He is a theater director and has just directed the current play, Birds of North America. He recently directed other plays, including a public reading of an unproduced screenplay about the death of Walt Disney, the West Coast premiere of Please Excuse My Dear Aunt Sally, the adaptation of Dostoevsky's famous novel Crime and Punishment, and he has done site-specific productions of Chekhov's The Seagull, Shakespeare's The Tempest on a farm in Maine, a staging of Julius Caesar with a masked Greek chorus, and he has directed the Pulitzer-nominated drama Dying City, The Aliens, Anna Christie by Eugene O'Neill, many other productions, and is a founding member of the Coney's Avant-Garde Restaurant, which is a theatrical ensemble. He also directs educational theater projects at Bates College in Maine and is a member of the Lincoln Center Theater Directors Lab. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks very much, Nancy. It's a pleasure to be here.
I just had a delightful evening watching the play that you recently produced at the Odyssey Theater, which people can go see in October and November, called Birds of North America. This play incorporated bird sound and birding as an important hobby and activity, but it was used also to explore a father-daughter relationship and how birding brought them together during many different life experiences. Perhaps you want to summarize the play, because I certainly don't want to give away the end.
Sure. Well, the play is maybe a little bit difficult to summarize. As you noted, it's a relationship play. It's a father-daughter story. It chronicles their relationship over a decade, so 1 year of time elapses in between each scene of the play, and there's 10 scenes in the play. You really get to see this relationship evolve over time. John and Caitlin, the two characters, the father and daughter, they're very similar people in many ways, as fathers and daughters can be, but they also see the world very differently. They have quite a bit of tension in their relationship. They really try to overcome that and connect with each other, but they tend to find that it can be difficult sometimes. So it's really a play that explores the difficulty of connecting with people, even when you love them dearly and want desperately to have them understand you and who you are.
While the play covered many years, as you said, each scene was a different year, it all occurred in a backyard in the suburbs of Maryland while they were looking for elusive birds. And the father was a real birder. He maintained his life list. He would write down every bird that he saw.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the things that by the end of the play, he really is able to kind of pass down to his daughter, which is his love for birding. And even though Caitlin in the beginning of the play, you know, she's just starting out and she doesn't quite know what to expect, she really grows to love birding, and it's also the central activity that they can do together. Caitlin lives in a different city, and so when she comes to visit, they spend their time outside birding, and it can facilitate talking about some important and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of their lives. So it's really a way for them to connect and to try to understand each other better, and it's a great activity to do that. I'm not an avid birder, but when I began working on this play, I got a birding camping app and some binoculars and explored birding. And it really is quite a unique activity and lends itself to stillness and thinking about yourself and the world and your place in nature and how you relate to nature. And I imagine when you bird with others, it really facilitates interesting conversation.
While I'm not an ornithologist or a birder in the sense of planning my weekends to go out and look for different birds, I do hike in the mountains, the desert. I go out into nature often, particularly in my travels around the world, and I see fascinating, beautiful birds of every shape and size. I'm always amazed by the birders who can identify a bird by their sound. In the play, you had the sounds of different birds so that then the father would look for the bird or the daughter would look for the bird based on the sound. Are those truly authentic sounds? And which birds did the author choose to feature?
Absolutely, those are authentic sounds. Our wonderful sound designer, Costa Daros, sourced authentic sounds, which we then used in rehearsal and then in the show. The birds that are used in the play are referred to in the script by the playwright, Anna Munch. I'm sure I'm going to leave some out, but the birds include a scarlet tanager, woodpeckers, various types of sparrows, a nuthatch, there's a hawk, a cowbird. There's many birds that are native and migrate through the Maryland area, American redstarts, mourning doves, many birds. For the audience that comes to the show, they hear those birds. Sometimes they're just in the background, and we choose those that have kind of a nice sound to provide the soundscape. But many times, as you noted, when the actors, when the characters see a bird and talk about it, will have the sound grab their attention, and so it'll be part of the storytelling.
The author picked about a dozen birds in Maryland. How many birds are there, and why those birds?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more birds than are in the play, and why those birds, I don't want to speak for the author, but I do know that a couple of them, I'm sure, were chosen quite intentionally. One is called a cowbird, which is a parasite bird. That was chosen because it provides a ethical conundrum for the characters. A baby cowbird has fallen from a tree and they have to decide what to do with it, whether to save it, put it back up in the tree, or leave it down on the ground where it might be eaten by a cat or die of exposure. It is a parasite that does kill other baby birds as a way for it to live, and so they have to grapple with this ethical question, and it kind of mirrors a question that John has about his daughter, who works at this time in the play for the oil and gas industry, which he considers to be a kind of parasitic occupation that profits off of the suffering of other people. And so that cowbird was chosen to illuminate the ethical quandary and also draw a parallel to the relationship between the two characters. And I could go on. Some of the other birds that are quite rare and beautiful bring out joy and excitement from John, become important kind of markers in their relationship. The scarlet tanager in particular, which John notices in a particular moment, kind of comes back at the end of the play as meaningful in their relationship.
While the story focuses on personal relationships, focuses on the enjoyment of birding, it also, in very subtle ways, brings in other social issues. We talk about which birds they're looking at, and there was one reference made where John, the father, claimed that, well, this bird shouldn't be here now. This is the wrong season for it because of climate change.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Climate change is the big theme that kind of lurks in the background. The characters are often noting how it's staying warmer later in the season. The scenes take place in the fall, which coincides with a lot of the migratory patterns of the birds. And they note how the migratory patterns are changing, how different birds are showing up, how birds that they used to see are no longer there, or their frequency has changed. It serves as a kind of a reminder of how unstable nature is, and that mirrors to some degree the instability that's in their relationship. But it also serves as kind of a foil for the two characters to talk about an important question that I think we all face, which is, what is our individual responsibility to do what we can to mitigate the effects of climate change? What can we do and what should we do? The two characters think about that question in very different ways and have very different answers for it, and it causes some friction in their relationship. So it's not only kind of a backdrop to the action, but it also really impacts the core relationship that drives the story forward.
Part of the conflict between the characters is their attitudes toward the social issues, and here you had the older generation more concerned about environmental problems, climate change, social justice, women's rights to her own body.
Yeah, the play in that way upends expectations, I think, that audience members may have.
I was pleasantly surprised about this story, because the title, Birds of North America, I expected a play about rare and endangered species, protecting birds, fighting for habitat, and yet it turned out to be using the birds as a connection for human relationships. And while it had many serious elements, it also had some humorous elements, and beautifully acted by the two individuals, beautifully directed by you. What did you find the most moving part about directing this play, because you have directed so many other kinds of plays about so many other kinds of issues?
Well, thanks. There's so much about this play that's moving and really lovely.
I certainly hope that people will go to the Odyssey Theater in West Los Angeles, see the play. I love the small theater environment because you're so close to the actors. You feel as though you're in the play. How do they find out more information?
The best way to find out about it, I think, is through the website of the Odyssey Theater. So it's odyssey theatre.com. So odysseytheatre.com. And you can get tickets online. We have performances every Saturday and Sunday, and most weeks on Friday as well. The schedule is a little bit different each week, so I urge everyone to go to the website.
I look forward to seeing it again and seeing the different elements, hearing the different birds, and seeing future productions that you direct. Thank you so very much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
I have been speaking with Peter Richards, who is a theater director and is director of the play Birds of North America. I'm Nancy Perlman. Thank you very much for joining us, and do tune in again next week.
If you would like free information about these environmental issues, go to www.ecoprojects.org or call 310-559-9160. Environmental Directions with your host, Nancy Perlman, is a community affairs program of the nonprofit organization Educational Communications and this station.